We're lucky on Friday mornings to get a chance to hang out with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader. He joins us here live to talk about the movies, and we let you know what's opening this weekend in Quad City Theaters. Mike, how are you?
I'm okay. How you guys doing today?
I have no idea what you saw.
Yeah.
It's one of those weeks where...
Yeah, it's this early part of the year where everything just kind of blends. I saw I, Frankenstein.
Oh, yep. Right.
There you go.
I completely forgot that was a thing.
Right. Yeah, it's a thing. All right. Oh, it's terrible. It's so bad. It's just, why do these things, why are they so humorless? Why does nobody crack a joke in the near future when everything's grim and everybody wears long trench coats and
so not one, looks not
angry?
Once did the horse whinny.
No,
I mean, you can just throw that in.
You know, there's one semi gag early in the movie where Frankenstein, Aaron Eckhart's Frankenstein, is like laying on the ground unconscious, and this woman goes up and says, "It's alive. It's alive." And I was like, that's kind of funny. Yeah, okay, that's all right. And it put me in a good mood for about 2 minutes.
You'd like
and
more then, of that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's Frankenstein in the present day. Why don't we have some fun with this instead?
No rolling in the hay, huh?
It's by the people who made Underworld, and it is just like Underworld, except it's demons and gargoyles instead of werewolves and vampires. And that's pretty much it. So, yeah, I saw that. And I saw Gimme Shelter, the one with Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes. Oh, right.
As the homeless girl.
Downer Fest.
Right. Yeah, oh, Downer Fest. Yeah, yeah. It is like a shaky, unconvincing, made-for-TV movie about, you know, just, yeah, there's love out there for us all if we just search hard enough. It's terrible. Just people, yeah, just characters acting. They set them up as awful villains in the next scene. They're like giving her a hug, and it's like, come on, just a little consistency. That's all I'm asking from these things. It's not badly performed, but who cares?
So two really just forgettable movies.
And then I saw Nebraska again just to clear my
palate.
Just to do it. Mm-hmm. Just to make me happy.
That thing doesn't have a chance of winning Best Picture, does it?
Nah. No, but it's awful good. It's really good. It's
Vanessa
still there.
Hutchins was in those high school movies with Zac Efron. He's got a new movie out
How
today.
How about that for a segue?
Right?
Nicely done.
Thank you. Well, I do this for a living.
Yeah, you can tell.
That Awkward Moment is the name of the movie. Three best friends find themselves where we've all been at that confusing moment in every dating relationship when you have to decide, so where is this going? I don't know that I've
you're
ever...
still not sure, right?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
In this clip, the guys decide it's a good idea to all take Viagra together.
Like you do.
You're right.
Okay.
I've been out of the game so long, I forgot how much I missed this.
You're never in the game. You're a married doctor. Hey, you guys want a mint?
Yeah.
That's for you. That's for you.
That's a weird mint, dude.
No, I know. It's Viagra. You got 4 hours to drink like Keith Richards.
Every good action movie has a ticking clock, right?
Wow. That was brief. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Also opening today, Labor Day. Depressed single
mom.
Just
play that music now. Just before even discussing it.
I'm saving this one for Labor Day.
If there's another scene where everyone takes Viagra, I'm done. I'm out.
Does Viagra taste like a breath mint? Wouldn't you know instantly it's in your mouth that it's not a mint?
I think
if you start chewing on it?
I think they do. I think they make reference to what kind of mint is this.
But he's tricking them into taking the Viagra.
It sounds like it. Yeah. Here, have a mint. Is
right.
Yeah.
It's not,
it's a ruse.
Let's all take Viagra.
Right.
I think I need to be alone.
Depressed single mom Adele and her son Henry offer a wounded, fearsome man a ride. Because they're idiots.
Because they're idiots.
Why do you do that?
That guy looks fearsome, mother. Pull over the car.
But
I'm
lonesome. He may have gas money.
But you know, I'm lonesome.
Yeah, but I'm lonesome. Let's pick up Brolin. Yeah.
As police search town for the escaped convict, the mother and son gradually learn his true story as their options.
Gradually? Or...
It's going to feel gradual for Mike. He's going to have to watch this
crap.
It's going
to feel endless. Yeah.
Kate Winslet and Josh Brolin star in it. They find their options become increasingly limited. In this clip, Adele tells Frank that she can't give him a family. It's Labor Day in theaters today. Okay.
And it's...
Just play the other clip of the Viagra. Let's just pretend.
I came to save you, Adele. Tomorrow, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I can't give you a family.
You already have.
Oh.
No, already. Oh. Already.
Oh. I hate this movie so much.
I'm already angry at it for wasting my time.
Wow.
Haven't even gotten there yet.
You have to go see it. We don't.
I do.
That's it. That's all. You said the Robert Redford thing is
at
Nova, right?
All Is Lost opens at Nova tonight, actually.
I know you're not supposed to be touching this, but let's take Propecia together. I don't see the point in that, but okay.
Baby's gonna come out with a beard.
I don't know why I do that, but all right. This is a strange tasting mint. Yeah, it's Propecia. Our baby's gonna look like Marty Allen.
He's Mike Schultz.
This is
of
why
the river.
I show up for Marty Allen references. That's why I love you guys.
He's Mike Schultz of the River City Reader. Read him online at rcreader.com. Yeah, although, you know what? There's not a better movie critic I know, and I've read them all. There's no one whose work I enjoy reading more than Mike Schultz. This is no lie. I'm not even going to bother reading your reviews of this crap. I'm going to give my brain the week off.
Yeah, as well you should.
You only see the baby in the final credits, and it's Marty Allen in a onesie.
Baby came out wearing a fur coat. What's going on here?
All right, I'm game.
Okay, it is Labor Day.
I'll do it.
Yeah, nutty stuff happens.